This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Jennifer Morbelli is the woman who sought a late-term abortion on the advice of her physician and died after being instructed by her abortionist to not visit an emergency room. Instead, she and her husband called and left a message for abortionist Dr. Leroy Carhart at his family's horse stables 7 states away, and she died within days. The Maryland Board of Physicians has decided to take no action against Carhart for her death. Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe holds such an extreme position on abortion. He is telling university students that he will oppose any efforts to place any limits on abortion practice, even on late-term abortions, done when the unborn child is viable. McAuliffe, trying to portray himself as a moderate, was taken off that track when students at George Mason University asked McAuliffe about laws covering the kind of abortions Kermit Gosnell did in Philadelphia. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Dr. Ben Carson is silenced no more. Speaking at a conference over the weekend, he says the war on women is actually a war on babies. Related to that, a new book on the mother of Pope John Paul II tells the story that her doctor in 1920 recommended he be aborted. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.